Thank you, Ralph. This was actually a feel-good speech, because you know things have gone from bad to worse for Ralph, so I don't feel so bad about everything. I hope things are better for Emilio. He seems to have taken the GIS to this new dimension where he's not just building the data, he's trying to have people use it. So there you go, Emilio.
Well, the first thing is I'm glad to be here again, one more year after, what, 20 years coming to the conference. I think Ralph and myself are the only ones who have attended every single one of them. One thing I learned to do to this year is to respect every one of you. People say, oh, LA County is a monster county, they do all sorts of weird things. But trust me, the amount of knowledge that each one of you do and all the different things that you do in your smaller counties, I think we'll never get to do. So my respects to all of you. Now, business. In these days, I've been 23 years with the county of the assessor, and I've seen a lot of generations of appraisers. The old generations, where they like to use the laptops like the one Ralph was using by now, and they refused for years to get into any kind of technology, or even accessing the property database through a dumb terminal. That was the extent that they would go with technology. But newer generations in our county, this is people, younger people that are really used to surf the web, and look into realtor.com or Silo or Google Earth. So they go to the office and they want to see maps, and now galleries get bombarded. And once they find out that we have orthophotos and pictometry, like oblique photos, and we can put all these things together with our parcels, they say, how come we don't have access to that kind of technology? Well, the idea is, through this presentation, to show you what we did to try to bring them and provide that to them. And I cannot take credit for that. That has been a battle that the county or a couple of departments have been doing together, regional planning and the assessors. On the assessor side, basically, has been mapping the ones who were trying to bring this technology to everybody. Now, when I talk about the background, I mean, these other data sets, like for mapping, has been common tools for the last 4 or 5 years. Like putting the parcel fabric on top of the orthophotos, checking to see if there were buildings crossing parcel lines. We could provide very quick answers to appraisers over the phone without them having to go to the field. And even though I know how much our appraisers love Starbucks and US Today. But we can help them, so they have more time to read the newspaper. And we try to be as more as efficient as we can in addition of doing or producing our assessor maps. So what we're trying to do now is show them how to they can deal with a newer set like high-resolution color orthophotos. By high-resolution in the county, I mean right now we're going to be using 4-inch to the pixel resolution and in color for the entire county, except for the rural areas, which is very little, then it would be 1-foot. Infrared color orthophotos, we would have a full digital elevation model, contour lines 1 foot apart for the county. And the product that most of you know, pictometries, which are oblique on 4 directions for every parcel in the county. We accomplished all that, as I mentioned, initially through these two departments, but then it grew to an extent that it started becoming very expensive. So regional planning, CIO, the assessor decided that it would be nice if we could create a consortium. So a consortium was formed. They call it LAREC, means Los Angeles Region Imagery Acquisition Consortium. Who came with that? I have no idea. Anyway, what we try to do is incorporate as many county departments, cities, and any outside agency that wanted to participate, so the cost could be spread out, based on a combination of a square footage for the city, for example, or the organization, percentage of people, usage, a lot of different factors. So the formula was devised, and we came up to have, at this point, we have 10 of the largest county departments participating, 32 cities, which all include the largest cities, LA, Long Beach, Glendale, Burbank, and four other local agencies, like the Catalina Conservancy. So you can see there is a wide range of people interested in this consortium. Now, this is important, the fact that we get together, because first, it lowers the cost to individual agencies. And second, because that's the only place we'll be able to get all this data stored someplace and then make it available to everybody who needs to use it. But again, we'll be dealing this time with appraisers, and there's always an element of risk with them. I think about that. That's a feeling I have. I used to have that with IT, but 2 years ago they moved mapping into IT, and now I cannot talk bad about myself. Yeah. So we come up with what methodology are we going to use, and consequently, what methodology can you use to? Most of the counties, we already have resources in the county, especially the ones that have already been working with automation. They will have a network of sorts, server to store data, software that will do specialized applications, and of course a bunch of data. All we needed in addition to this was ideas from the appraisers. Unfortunately, I don't know how in other counties this happened. In LA County, we send out surveys asking, what would you like to see with this and that? We never get any answers, maybe one or two people. Now, with a new generation of appraisers, we're getting more and more requests. Another thing we did regarding ideas is what we thought, in a mapper's mind, what will an appraiser need to do the job? So that's why I call apparent needs, because that seems apparent to me, but they may not like it. So going back to the hardware, I mentioned how people have servers. Like in our case, we have a server, a whole bunch of workstations. The entire assessor's office is now under a single domain, wideband, high-speed thing. So everybody can connect easily to any computer within the central office in downtown and the five district offices. Software, it's already existing. We don't have to invest any money in software, almost. We already have ArcSDE in our case, ArcGIS, our reader, which comes free with our key for now. And we have now a lot of data. Actually, this last shipment of data we're supposed to receive, according to Gato, from December now, is going to be about close to 10 terabytes of information between the imagery, the digital elevation model or terrain model, contour lines built out of that, pictometry included. Plus, we're going to be keeping our old record of the old orthophoto set. It's about 4 years old. So you can use that nice swipe tool, have some fun with that. And we also keep the first set of pictometries, oblique photos. So they have a similar tool they call, I think, Change Analyst, where you can see side to side at the same location. And when you overlay your parcel fabric on top of that, looks really nice. This is my only sales speech this time. You only have to buy our publisher. I think it's $2,500. Yep. But don't forget the discounts.
That's my
funny. Anyway, so that's the only thing you have to get extra. Because as I said, ArcReader is a very nice, simple tool. It comes free, and you can download it or get it on CDs and distribute it to anybody. Thank you. So what we did is we looked for an existing lead, and it took some searching, and we found an appraiser, young lady, and what we call Region 30. It has to do with oil wells and gas and all these things and where they're located. So, and she volunteered to give us some information, some contact, and see if we can produce something for her. We started getting all these data that we needed. We have parcels, city boundaries, assessor mapbook boundaries, the streets from Thomas Brothers. So we started throwing, for the oil well, she contacted me with a person in the DOG, Department of Gas in the state. They provide us an XY table of all these locations of the gas and oil wells with a database. So we just created, all you have to do is create a map document, like what you do, or that's a CATS file or a GIS file. Publish that using that other tool, and producing what we decided to call a smart map. Is this just like any regular map document that you see on your screen? And as you zoom in, you have the scaling already preset, so you see more and more information as you go. The advantage is that very simple to produce from Arkinfo. You set all your parameters that you need to do for your publication. All it has is like three different icons where you set up your settings, whatever you need to put. You decide where to get your data. After that, you just say publish, and it will create in a few seconds a copy that looks exactly like the map that you have, but it can be viewed exclusively if you want to do so on this reader. So, you'd have to do is add any GIS layer that you have. You can throw in a FEMA, flow, 100-year, 50-year flow layers. Then you customize the look, adjust the scale dependency, symbology, like if you want to represent each oil field with a different symbol, or match the state DOG symbology. You create a print layout if you want to allow people to have a print. Also, all they do is switch view from data management to printing. And you have them printing in no time on any regular desktop printer. You select your publisher settings. One of the two key ones there would be that you want to pack your data, put everything on a DVD or a CD and distribute it to outside agencies, or through your network or intranet or the internet, you can have grant access to a geo database. So all your data resides locally, but people will have preset authorizations to look at your data. They cannot touch or change anything, only view. They cannot even save the changes they do to their own map. They can only copy and file it differently or do things like that, but they would not be able to damage in any way your data set. Then you publish that map. This would be the case where you have a map that initially shows the entire county. Then you zoom in, have your fingers, zoom in closer, and you can start looking more and more data. Those green dots that showing up are oil fields, and could be gas fields, pumps or wells, mapbook boundaries, city boundaries. And as you progressively zoom or drill down the map, you can start looking at different types or more information with street patterns. You can get down to the parcel level where you can see parcels, parcel numbers. And if you notice the bar that shows on top of the map behind the blue top bar, there are very few icons. Mostly what you can do is zoom in, zoom out, pad, or scroll your map, identify parcels, drilling down to many different levels, find parcels, so you can search by any feature, for any attribute within a feature, and print the map. You have a table of contents, so you can have the freedom to modify the will, or you can restrict that too and let people not do anything, don't turn anything on and off, and you preset that for them. So with the identify tool, you can have information for the parcel. In this case, you can click an oil symbol or a well symbol, and you get information for that symbol too. or you can zoom closer and switch, and the parsers will turn transparent, and you can see all the photos on the background. In this case, I think there is a place where you can actually right here on the photo, there is a little on the parking lot. Looks like a little mini basketball court. It's actually just a fence area where there is a pump actually working. And you can see that the dot that is there, the green dot on top, pretty close matches to where the oil well, the oil is filled. Okay. There are a couple more in the bottom portion of the image that you can see. So an appraiser can do a lot of the work. In this appraiser's case, all she needs to do is to find the, identify an oil location, track the status, see what parcel is affected by that or impacted, if there's any change, to do revaluations or do whatever they do with the information. Now, what benefits can we get out of that? One is simplicity. As you saw, it's very simple. It takes me longer to explain how you build it than to actually create or produce one of these maps. Viewer is very simple to learn, which translates into it's very easy to teach even appraisers how to use it. It's very easy to deploy. You already have all the tools. You have existing lands. You have you can print CDs or burn CDs or DVDs and distribute like that. There's no restrictions. It's low cost because it's a free viewer. You already have the data. You already have the software. And the only thing is you need to buy that extra piece of software. Now, what are our intentions on that? What we want to do is fine-tune the existing map, which is this only one at this time. We have two more maps that are being created by our fellows in our office that we are trying to use for cluster maps. Clusters have been a very big, messy issue in our office, especially because they have been continually changing from old region boundaries to now mega district boundaries, but they still keep on going back to the old regions. Within regions, they try to do, especially for major properties, all sort of clusters for identifying commercial parcels or residential income or condominiums or single family residential. And they create clusters. In their minds, clusters of the same type should not intermingle. So if you have on the residential income, for example, you can have a set of clusters, and they should never cross, be all mixed. They should have a defined boundary. But they used to do that manually maybe 40 years ago. Now, since they have no maps, they just by heart decided this should be this cluster number of now. When we create a one sample, then it becomes obvious to them that through the years, all these same features are all mixed, and they need to do a reclustering move. That means reappraising a lot of properties. So this is going to be a tool that will help them a lot. Also, I don't know if any are familiar with the old Thomas Brothers assessor version that has the assessor group boundaries on top of the Thomas Guide map routes. Those were discontinued many years ago. Now we can produce a guide similar to that. As long as we distribute electronically within our office, we have no troubles with Thomas Brothers. And we're also trying to work with the SRI to see if they can enhance some of the tools, maybe add a select feature tool, which normally works faster than the Fine tool, even though with the Fine, if you have your data loaded in on SDE, on SQL, or any other database, in our case with 2.3 million parcels, we can get a hit and display it already. The pressure is leading less than 2 seconds, so that's still adequate for the appraiser. Get used to one more and more. Things you have to keep in mind is that even when you have the best plans, things may go wrong. have to be careful. Keep, you know, open mind. Don't be afraid to experiment. There's nothing that's going to be break or broken, except your ego, maybe. But other than that, you would be causing no harm. You'll be creating products that would be of great use for everybody in your office. And I guess a lot of people will appreciate that. Any questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you have your connection to SDE is just what your or is it just you as a what are you using as the role for the connection using
We use a subset of our property database.
I mean like permission wise.
Oh, no, we allow everybody to log in as since we have a set up an intranet already. When you log in with your employee number and your own password, you have full access to the assessor's intranet and time and volume and all the things. So that's the same mechanism that we would use with this, so anybody can access. The permission is open, read only for everybody in the assessor's office.
Also, have you looked at the ActiveX control that comes with Publisher to add your select rule? It might actually already be in the box.
Oh, no, that's the select is outside, is the ActiveX that you mentioned. We are just trying to use that, but we're using the find. So we didn't add any new tools yet. To find a parser, but we use the find tool, you know, the binoculars, it shows up. That's a very good thing to the product. At this point, we haven't done any major customization to that, other than the ones you do through the setting environment. Yes.
I'm fairly new to this profession, so bear with me. But I was curious, can you define cluster maps? Again, I know you kind of tried.
Okay, in other parts of the country, like the East Coast, they call neighborhood maps. The idea is to create a smaller areas where can be assigned to an appraiser, so he has control of that environment. And they break it down by type of residential. So if this is single-family residence or condominiums, and they know when they do their routing or their visits, how to. It is just a way to organize their workflow.
Rather than like doing it predominantly by booking page.
Exactly, because within a map book you can find different clusters. If you start considering the major properties, mm-hmm. you will find hotel chains or commercial, or that kind of.
The other question I had for you is talking about your relationships with other departments in the county and cities and agencies. What kind of role do land surveyors have in that relationship, or is that just through a link via your planning department, or do you have, what kind of relationships do you have with?
Well, you mean land surveyors, you mean independent surveyors?
Yeah.
Nothing. Good. This was the consortium was mostly geared towards government agencies type, or nonprofits, or anything that deals with parcels data, mostly. Like gas companies were invited to participate. Edison, they are building their own things. And, this is in the struggles over county boundaries, I guess they would have think different. But cities, especially smaller cities that cannot afford to buy orthophotos or have a flyover drone from their cities, this is a good way for them to participate.
Thank you.